Welcome to Women's Week. It's day number two. And joining me on the show is Tommy Page. That's right. It's a man in the midst of our Women's Week. He is our sickle cell disease advocate. Tommy Page, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Claudia?
I'm good. Now, you became a sickle cell disease advocate. You carried the sickle cell trait. You didn't know it. You married the love of your life. She carried the sickle cell trait. What is the end result for you and your family now?
The end result was that even in those situations where you have children, it's less than 25% chance that you would have a child with sickle cell disease. However, our three sons were all born with the disease, and ultimately our oldest son, John Anthony, passed away 4 years ago from the disease.
I'm sorry to hear that. At this point, Tommy, what would you like to say to them and encourage them to do at the Women's Empowerment this Saturday?
Definitely want to get the word out. That is our message that we preach from our Faith for a Cure organization based out of Roanoke, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Sickle cell anemia affects 1 in 500 African Americans. So therefore, if we could make sure that we're telling someone about it, and we're definitely getting out to give blood, donating, and more importantly, educating those about the disease.
Virginia Blood Services, they will have a booth at the forum this Saturday. We want to encourage all women and get tested for it to see if you do carry the trait.
There's definitely different testing centers out there. It's supposed to be at a place that tested birth. However, in different areas, you really still have to check up on it. You need to, though, especially before you marry and everything like that.
Learn more. All you have to do is go to kissrichmond.com. Tommy Page, sickle cell disease advocate, thank you again.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.